You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by PayInc, making great connections. You would have over the weeks heard of the rebranding of Bankserv Africa to PayInc. And for over 50 years, Bankserv Africa played an important role in South Africa's financial system, facilitating electronic, card and cash payments. And this rich heritage is being carried over under a new name. And according to the organization, the rebranding speaks to making great connections and building a digital payments ecosystem that empowers generations of South Africans to participate in the economy. We speak more on this with Stephen Linnell. He is the CEO of PayInc. Stephen, thank you so much for your time this evening. Has it settled with your spirit yet? So when we introduce you and we say CEO of PayInc, do you look around or is it firmly now, yes, this is us?
Absolutely. I have to look over my shoulder to see who's speaking to you. But the name is starting to stick and it's a very exciting chapter in our journey.
Thank Absolutely. You. So with every rebranding, right, one often wonders what will be different about this. You have a 50-year heritage, right? So is it just rebranding that we should be looking at, or should we also be looking at the fact that you'll still have that rich heritage seeping through into the future, of course, with additions?
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, we do have a rich heritage providing key infrastructure into the South African economy. But I guess it is more than a rebranding. For us, it's very much a signaling into the market of our intent. So it's really aligning our strategy with our brand. And to be explicit, our firm intent really is around enabling financial inclusion and unlocking economic growth. Both of which are in critical need in South Africa.
When we speak of unlocking economic growth, enabling financial inclusion, maybe you can help us understand the payments landscape in South Africa.
Yes, absolutely. I think in the retail sector, so you and me and how we converse our day-to-day lives, it's very clear that in South Africa it is cash-dominated. So South Africa has a rich financial services history. Most of the adults in South Africa are banked, so that is something that we can be proud of. But when it comes to transacting over those bank accounts, most of that activity happens in cash. So more than 50% of all transactions are in cash. So the payments landscape in South Africa is first and foremost a physical one and not a digital one. Mm-hmm. And so much of what we are trying to do, not just with our rebrand, but in our legacy, is facilitate a migration where appropriate from physical cash into electronic payment mechanisms. And we believe that that's critical. We believe electronic payments are a key driver of, as I mentioned, financial inclusion and economic growth, because it creates, I guess, velocity in the transactions, and it will no doubt have a bearing on the GDP. And it also take out costs and other risks of cash in the economy.
That's an interesting stat, that 50% of transactions in the country are still in cash, which suggests that for PayInc, this is a long game. But what are we finding that we're still using cash? So the proverbial cash is king sort of holding here?
Yes, I think it does in many sectors. I think you find in some sectors of the economy, you will note in payment transactions, things like cards dominate. But on average, it is still dominated by cash. And I think that just talks to, on the one hand, our cultural heritage of the use of cash, but also it requires investment into the economies to move people off cash. It needs mechanisms for vendors or merchants to accept a digital payment. And it requires users or payers various modes of payment that they're comfortable with. So it is a long, as you mentioned, long game. We think cash has a role to play, and it always will do. But we're hoping cash is no longer king. It is maybe a second prince, and digital is on the rise.
Absolutely. I think you've touched on the value that PayInc brings to South Africans, but maybe we can bring it down to an everyday person or somebody listening right now that is wondering, well, how does it touch my life? You know, because sometimes we don't always see it directly.
Absolutely. And I think that if you look at the day in the life of most South Africans, it revolves around them getting to work. It revolves around them paying for food during the day, and ultimately getting paid for the work that they do. And if the entire ecosystem that supports those activities only accept cash, then you stay in a cash-dominated environment, and that comes with a number of concerns. Obviously, cash is very expensive to the economy, so there's a manufacturing cost of the notes itself, there's a distribution cost to ATMs and retailers, and then there's the transactional cost of drawing down that cash. And I think it's worth highlighting the security risk that comes with cash in the economy. So I guess to make it real, what we would hope to see is in that everyday life of an individual that they are able to use public transport but make a payment from a digital wallet on their phone, be that a bank account or another wallet. They'd be able to pay the driver for that. When they get to the office, they'd be able to buy through a point of sale or a QR code, whatever it is they're looking to eat, and then ultimately get paid straight back into their store of value or their bank account electronically. And so they're able to, of course, track the cycle of payments through their day and journey. But, you know, I mentioned financial inclusion early on. Payments are really just data trails for which people can gain access to other financial services. And ultimately, people are going to want at some point access to credit, and they're going to want to be able to invest surplus funds. And to do both of those, one tends to have, or at least need to have, a digital footprint. And electronic payments enables them to move up that value chain of inclusion.
Yeah, especially when you speak of going digital, one we often hear, especially around artificial intelligence right now, the big conversation is data centers, right? One can only assume that we'll need the infrastructure upgrades as well. We're going to have to take a look at governance issues as well. Maybe you can help us understand the relationship that you have with banks, fintechs, government and regulators in this long game to make this a reality for the country.
Absolutely. Yes, I think what I'd like to emphasize is that in our rebrand, it's very much a call to action, you know, not just internally, but with our customers, with our stakeholders, with the regulators at large, because it's going to take much more than just a single company's sort of singular vision to turn many decades worth of norms in the country. So it does require a coalition of parties to achieve that. And we have, I guess, our legacy is firmly rooted in providing payment services between banks, because banks in the current regulatory regime are regulated to operate in the clearing and settlement sphere within the national payment system. But that is very strongly a shift in the central bank regulation to expand that to non-bank actors. And so with that change, which is going to start coming in over the course of the next 6 months or so, we will be able to bring in new participants in that journey. And you mentioned fintechs, and they will be critical enablers in this particular journey, because unlike some of the banks, they have very different customer segmentation approaches. They're happy to go into places that perhaps larger financial institutions don't see economically viable. And so this just allows us to expand that net wider, so you can touch the full sector of the economy. And this really is a partnership. So we work incredibly closely with the South African Reserve Bank, and they're creating the regulatory paradigm that allows more actors into the payments landscape. And then we're working with our bank customers today, the fintechs, the broader merchant ecosystem, then to unlock the next mile of that journey. And it does require long-term investment.
Yeah.
Us internally, you mentioned data centers. We've been on a migration to move all of our activities into the cloud, because it allows scale and greater security. But that has to happen almost everywhere in the market.
Absolutely, because also when we talk about artificial intelligence, there are those who have fully embraced it, and there are those who are still not trusting it all the way, right? So we're not quite sure. So is that what we're seeing also in the financial sector, where there has to be a balance between innovation and trust so that you can enable the progress while you're also safeguarding the system?
Such a good point. And payments in particular are built on trust. I'm not prepared to make a payment to you if I'm not certain that it's going to get to you. And obviously fraud is deeply concerning around the movement of money. So trust is at the foundation, and you need to innovate around that backbone. So an enabling regulatory framework that brings people into a trusted space is key, but then you have to open source the innovation to to effectively get good service to the users. Otherwise, they're not going to move away from cash.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Stephen, for your time this evening. Stephen Linnell is the CEO of PayInc. This interview was brought to you by PayInc, making great connections. PayInc, formerly Banksouth Africa, connects people, businesses, and economies to secure reliable and innovative digital payment solutions. As a purpose-driven payments provider, our mission is to advance financial inclusion and economic growth through a trusted, interoperable payments ecosystem.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.